Well, first I'd like to recognize my co-author Maxine Levin and Erica McKelley, who are here in the audience today. And I'm very pleased to talk to the group about the wonderful experience we had in Hungary just a few months ago. And I'll tell you a little bit about the background. Now, we've had some wonderful, wonderful talks this morning, a little bit different. My talk will be a little bit different than Sergio's in that we did take a before and after poll, but I'm only reporting on a kind of a summary set of responses that we got from the participants. So, all right. All right, so this is the logo from the contest. Dr. McKelley and her group from Hungary put this event on as part of the International Year of the Soil celebration. It was a fantastic event. This is the website where the information is still posted, so please feel free to go and visit that website if you want full information about the contest. It was more than just a contest. It was actually a field course, so there was 4 days of training, and then there was 1 day of contest. What was interesting and just extraordinary to me was the 5 days of camaraderie and fellowship and sharing that took place. And I see one of the contestants happens to be here today. Hello, Aaron. All right, so just as a little bit of a background, you know, a lot of our meetings as soil scientists, we're in groups like this. We rush from meeting to meeting. We're there for 15 minutes and, oh my gosh, I've got to be in the other building now. I told so-and-so I would come and listen to their talk. And so we really lose that fellowship, that ability to just sit and chat and share. And we have somewhat limited interaction time at these things. Yes, we get together for lunches, we get together for dinners, mixers, and things like that, but it's really rushed. It feels so fast-paced to me. And because it's expensive to travel to the United States to not just to SSSA meetings or to go to IUSS meetings and all, that there's sometimes limited participation available. It's just so expensive. When you get field tours, workshops, and these focus trainings, that's when we often get to really zero in and talk to each other, share our expertise, share our experiences, and then really give one-on-one communication with the students. And so it's a much more relaxed setting. Well, the soil judging contests in the U.S., Australia, and then the first IUSS International Soils Contest in South Korea, they provided a template for that relaxed interaction between students, professionals. And so to celebrate the International the Year of the Soil, Dr. McKelley and the Hungarian contingent of colleagues decided to host an inclusive training event and contest. And this was really, really a special, special event. And I'm going to show you some pictures, and then I'll let you know what the participants thought about that training, how effective it was. First of all, it was absolutely a mixture of classroom, teaching, and then field description. And it was a skill-building thing. And you said, well, soil scientists, they know how to describe soils, right? Really? Not necessarily. And I think you'll be surprised by the results that you get here. International experts gave training in the classroom. USDA standards were covered, as were FAO standards. And the nice thing about the contest was it was a mixture of both. And so people from using FAO learned about some USDA. USDA people learned about FAO. I thought that was exceptional as well. Okay, we also mixed in soil interpretations. In other words, how do you go from identifying the soil properties to being able to make a recommendation to someone about how that soil can best be used? That's a big leap. That's a huge leap. We sometimes take that for granted, but it's very, very necessary. The local experts explained to us the land use history, the hydrology, the former hydrology of the area, landscapes, soils, parent materials, and whatnot. And so we learned a lot about the Carpathian basin in Hungary. And what a beautiful part of the world I thought it was. So we had, again, classroom settings. Then we went to the field. Excellent giant pits and beautiful profiles with lots of diagnostic horizons and a huge variety. There was a lot of learning going on. And I called the second one a combination of coaching and teaching. I probably should have put slash learning as well, because the coaches learned from each other. The coaches learned from each other, and the coaches learned from their students. And the opportunity, what's the difference between coaching and teaching? I'm not sure that there is one. And but the learning process, this was my team from Croatia and Serbia on the left, and they were... they learned a tremendous amount. This I could just, if I just showed you this one slide, that would be, I think, enough. Over 100 participants from 28 countries on 6 continents. Erica, I don't think you got anybody from Antarctica? Okay, so, you know, there's still some room there. There's still a gap if somebody can hit that one. But is that correct, though, over 100 participants? Okay. There was sponsorship from multiple national and international agencies, commissions, industries, and this is the, and again, correct me if I'm misspeaking here, but for many of the participants, that ability to either have a discounted rate, reduced registration, a scholarship of some type, assistance in obtaining visas, travel and things like that is what enabled such widespread participation from many, many countries that typically are not represented. In fact, I would say this is a unique event in the extent of the participation. Is that right? Okay. And that took an enormous amount of effort that was above and beyond the contest itself. And Erica and her group made that happen. The participants were organized into 16 national and multinational teams. Most of them were multinational, I believe. And then there was 3 to 5 members per team, minimum of 3. A couple of coaches were in the room here. Maxine Levin coached a team from Tunisia and Turkey. And I was fortunate enough, Erica asked me to coach a team of 2 Serbians and 2 Croatians. I had never met anybody from Serbia. I'd never met anybody from Croatia. The 2 Serbians had never met the 2 Croatians. So we all introduced ourselves to each other the night before this event began, and it began with a social the night before. I was just very privileged to have met such exceptional young people. And the people in these countries traditionally have had some, lack of cooperation. I don't know how to politically say that. They don't always get along. In fact, maybe going beyond not getting along. But when this event, I didn't think there was any international borders out there. I just thought there were people. Well, here's the Serbian and Croatian team, and the below is the Tunisian and Turkish team. And both of those are in action here. Interaction. Erica really made a big point to make sure that people talk to each other. So the students all stayed in the same dorm, guys and the girls. The international experts and coaches all stayed at the same hotel. We got a chance to see each other, had dinners together, transportation together. When you ride on a bus with people, but not just coaches but students, you get to know people, you mix, you interact, you talk to other countries and all. Aaron, would you say that's true, that you met quite a few people on the bus? Great. Okay. Banquets and the meals were provided, and that gave us even more interaction. And this was a picture of the contest results banquet. And we had a nice 3-hour ride back. I think it started about 9 o'clock at night, something like maybe 10 o'clock, something like that. We had a nice 3-hour back. And then the bus driver put on some pump-up music, and the students from all over the world are all in sync with singing along to these songs, and the bus was kind of rocking, and I thought it was going to tip over at one point. But that was exceptional. Okay, better speed up. The soils were varied in topography, parent material, and climate. So in WRB, there's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 soil orders represented, or reference groups. And in soil taxonomy, we had 5 soil orders represented, and this is the Vertisol here. Here's some of the landscape here. Look at that beautiful farmland. You'd think that's part of Indiana or Ohio or Illinois, but that's the Carpathian Basin. What beautiful, beautiful soils. Large trees, quaint villages. This is Gudelo. And then historical places that we visited as part of the contest. Here's the classroom setting. And look at the variety of people in that room. And then look in the soil pit. This is what it should be about. We asked them a pre- and post-training survey, and we're just going to tell you about the summary. Maxine, I reformatted this a little bit because your suggestion was harder to read. So, but this is a breakdown of the 53 respondents that I got back. So there were over 100, but I got 53 respondents back. There was probably closer to maybe 60 students that were participating that were coming from outside of Hungary. So I thought that was a pretty good set of results. And so you saw the gender split, right? 23-30, I thought that was pretty good. May have been closer to 50-50, I'm not quite sure because we didn't get everyone to respond. Undergrads, there were a few, mainly the United States and Hungary. But outside of that, it was dominated by graduate students. So, and then it was also postdocs, research staff, and working professionals. Well, that's quite a bit different than what most of us are used to in the U.S. for our soils contests. Look at the years of experience here. 1 to 6 years experience. This is field experience. 34 people had 1 to 6 years, and 12 had 10 or more years of field experience. The descriptions, I asked them, how many soil descriptions have you made before? 23 of them had made less than 10. Now look at the disparity between the amount of experience and the number of soil descriptions completed. I think that's pretty profound. And several people had done over 100 descriptions. Well, I could go through the individual numbers, but let's just, the big blue circle, that's the most important part. All of our averages were 4 and above except for 1. And the question was, how effective was the training and the contest in achieving the learning objectives? We had 3 learning objectives. How effective were your in-class instructors? How effective were your field instructors? So there was a little bit more acceptance of the field instruction. Well, that's natural. We just heard an example. Listen to a lecture or put your hands on something. It's more effective. And then, Erica, I thought you'd like this one. We recommend this type of training to others, and 100% said yes. So I thought that was beautiful. This, by the way, is the most fascinating soil in the world. You know, what is that commercial, the most interesting man in the world? This is the most interesting soil in the world. Okay, and then how much more capable were the students at describing soils after the course? And again, most said that they were more capable than not. How much did their understanding of soil functions increase? Because that was emphasized in this training as well, more than not. How much did your understanding of soil redox features and hydrology? And that was the most challenging thing for people. And it's complex, but it wasn't a major part of the contest because most of the soils were well drained. But anyway, that one seems to be the most challenging. How much did your understanding of using soil and site properties to produce ratings? In other words, how much did you improve in your ability to make recommendations based on the structure and the color and the texture and properties like that? And again, more than not, how much did your understanding of classification increase? And that did increase. I was pleased about that. How likely is it that you'll participate in training or a contest in the future? Way more likely than not. How much that you'll participate as a host or a coach in soil judging? In other words, what's the possibility that soil judging is going to go viral worldwide? Pretty darn good. And then how likely is it that you'll pursue a career that involves soil science? Did we excite people and keep them excited about soil science? I think Erica and her group absolutely did that. So the conclusions, we have achieved the learning objectives. The trainees increased their skill set. 100% recommended that type of training. And this is of particular importance. The interest in pursuing a career in soil science was very high, 4.7 out of 5. So I thought that was pretty good.
Okay, thanks, John.